John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So Jesus, we just pray this morning. We just acknowledge that you are the light, that you are the life. We thank you that this text bears witness that those things are true. And we just pray that your light would shine on us today, that it would shine within us, that this light, the same light that was there at the beginning with God to give life to all things, that you would be our source of life today. I pray that these words will come alive, that it's not just a textbook and it's not just a history lesson, but that these words are living and active, that they're breathing on us and in us today. I pray that you would sustain us by your words, that we would live from them. I pray that these words would be true, that when your life and your light lives inside of us, that the darkness cannot comprehend it. I pray that we would not be overcome. But that we would live from a place of victory with you today. I pray that hope would be held on to, that we would endure in hope, that we would remember in hope, that we would cling to hope, and we would persevere in that hope. I pray that you would remind us of the first things. Thank you, Lord, that you are enough for us, that if we are consumed by you, it is for our gain. There is nothing lacking in you. And when we live with you, following your words and your commands, we also too lack nothing. Help us to see that you withhold no good thing from those who diligently seek you. May we be satisfied in your sufficiency. And may it too not just be head knowledge, but may it come alive inside of us. May it burn with a passion and a love. I pray that we would be caught up, that we would be captivated, that we would be captured. That our obedience would be the kind that's done joyfully and willingly. We just thank you that you've been bearing witness to the truth that you are the light from the beginning of time. We thank you for these witnesses. And we just pray, too, that our life would continue that witness. That as we are consumed with passion for you, as you come and be the fire and the flame within us, as your light lives inside of us, we just pray that it would be as a light on a hill that cannot be hidden. Thank you that you are drawing all men to yourself. And we just pray to join you in that as we are drawn to you and as we help to bear witness to you and draw others to you as well. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shines in the dark.